Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Sherrard. It's brought to you by Zimmerman Honda, Blackhawk Bank and Trust, and John Waugh with Country Financial in Aledo. October is a great time to buy a Honda. The 2023 Ridgeline is available at Zimmerman Honda for 0.9% for 36-month financing. How about 2023 CRVs, HRVs, Civics, Accords, Pilots, and Odysseys, all available at 3.9% financing for 48 months? Come see the sales staff at Zimmerman Honda for full information. Or maybe you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Zimmerman Honda is the spot for you with financing at 2.9%. Stop in at Zimmerman Honda in Moline to see all they have to offer and take a test drive. Zimmerman
Honda. Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. This is Robin Hufstetler. We're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Give me a call at the John Waugh Country Financial Office in Aledo today at 309-582-3455. We'll talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them.
Have you heard? Blackhawk Bank and Trust has 4 checking account options, plus a money market account, all created with you in mind. Find the benefits of choosing the Chief through Essential Checking, Cash Rewards Checking, Interest Checking, Relationship Checking, or a Relationship Money Market account. Most accounts offer you the chance to select how you earn rewards or interest. They're flexible, they're unique, and they offer great perks. Stop in and open your new account today. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. We're talking Sherrard Tiger girls basketball with junior Josie Harkey. They had a nice conference win earlier this week against Riverdale, and I thought Josie Harkey was a key spark in that game. Tell us a little bit about kind of your role here with the Sherrard team in 2023-2024.
My role kind of is, it's not just like offensive. I'm a very like defensive player. And that's a big key for us. I'm a post, so I get open quite a bit, but sometimes our outside can't get inside. But I am a big defensive player and a rebounder, so, and that falls into setting up our offense. You got to have a good defense to be able to win games. So that's a big part that I play.
So last year you got some varsity minutes as a sophomore. How important do you think that was for you, kind of transitioning from, you know, your sophomore year where you have a more significant role now in your junior year?
Yeah, that was a big, that was a good experience because I think I really needed that, as this year I'm kind of like one of our leaders. Like, I've been playing varsity since last year, so like I kind of know how things go, and we do have some young players on varsity, but it was a good experience to figure out and like have a feel of playing against older and bigger kids.
And tell us about the tradition of Sherrard girls basketball, where you're part of that now, and it just seems like year in and year out, this team is always competing for a conference title. What about that?
Yeah, that is our biggest goal. That's our first goal that we have, is to win conference, which we do normally every year, which is a big thing for us. It's just like, that's what we look forward to, and that's our first goal that we have before we can get on to anywhere else.
Well, and then Monday was a big game in the conference where you played a 4-0 Riverdale team. Sherrard was 4-0 coming in, and I thought you really, you know, had some key contributions that night. What about kind of, you know, just kind of evaluating your performance Monday? I thought you were one of the keys to that victory for Sherrard.
Yeah, as I said, like, I'm not the most offensive player, but when we have like any open look, I'm gonna like look for. But also, like, when I go inside, I look out for my shooters. And when we run different things, we get better open looks. So I always try to take those and also look for my shooters outside.
All right, you're also involved in Student Senate over at Sherrard. So you have something going on in January. Tell us what that is, and maybe you could get some more contestants here with your role on this program today.
So it is, it's called Mr. SHS, and it's like a boys' talent show, kind of like pageant. So each boy will have a talent, and they do that, and we have some judges, and then we pick like a people's choice, who had the best talent, and then the overall winner, and whoever wins gets free prom tickets. So that's what this is like fundraising towards, and that's what our Junior Senate is involved or in charge of. So we're trying to get 12 contestants instead of 10. So if any boy wants to join that, that'll be fun.
So contact Josie Harkey. They need 12, at least 12. Let's go for 15. All right. So I've been doing this a long time here at this radio station. So you told me off the air, your dad is TJ Harkey, who was a standout athlete at Sherrard High School in the early 1990s. Have you ever heard any of his legendary stories of being an athlete at Sherrard High School? Or do you just tune him out when he starts talking about that? Or does he talk about that?
Yeah, he does. He brings it up quite a bit that he has like many records and things here. But he just always helps me like through sports. Like he's the reason that I am who I am in sports. So I always try to listen to him, but sometimes he annoys me a little bit because he tells me how good he was.
All right, so he's still bleeding purple. That's good to hear. And you also, I always like to hear from kids who work outside of school. And, of course, with Harkey as your last name, your uncle is the man behind Benny's Pizza in Milan. So what? I know that there's typical stuff on the menu, but then there's some stuff that you make that's not on the menu, kind of behind the counter. Is there something mm-hmm. special that you make behind the counter that's not on the menu?
Well, yeah, I mean, cheese sticks are on the menu, but I always make them with white cheese, so it's a little different, but it's kind of my little secret because, I don't know, I just like it better.
All right, well, I'm going to ask for the Josie Harkey special the next time I go to Benny's Pizza. Nice spark on Monday night by Josie Harkey. Helped the Tigers win a key conference game against Riverdale. Nice going, Josie, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.